be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. In or about 28 years ago, not sure of the date, but in or about 28 years ago, a man called Scott Peck wrote a book, and the name of the book was The Road Less Travels. Some of you, I'm sure, have read that. And it became a bestseller, and it was on the bestseller list for ages. And yet, the opening line in the book, if you remember, was, "Life is hard. Life is hard." And yet people, it became a bestseller for a long, long, long time. So now, if you look at the gospel today, Jesus talks, or you can, there's two paths you can take. And unfortunately, most of us, and I say us, I always include myself, we seem to take the wrong path. Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man. Now, a much better interpretation for that, and it fits in with the Greek and the Hebrew, is instead of the Son of Man, Jesus refers to himself as the human one. And Jesus is more or less the patron of all life. He's the Son of God, and he came to show us how to live. And he said to his disciples, we're taught in the gospel this morning, "Life is hard. Life is hard." He said the human one will suffer. He'll be handed over to people. He'll even be crucified. He'll go through a lot of pain and suffering in his life. Now, where are we when it comes to that? When you and I think for a moment, and hopefully you're thinking along with me, because I'm thinking very hard at the moment where this is going and thinking of the next little bit. Where are you, where am I when it comes to difficulties in our life, to problems, to suffering? Most of us were taught life must be smooth. I want to build on a little phrase, and the little phrase is, life is not all about you, but you are all about life. And how often that is turned the other way around, and life is all about me. Many people live like that. Life is all about me. Me, me, me. I want everything to be smooth. I want more and more all the time. I want to be in control. I want to have more power. And what's the real definition of suffering? The best definition of suffering is when I am not in control. You cannot find a better definition of suffering than that. And how many of us come to Mass on a Sunday, or we're here in the congregation, and we look around the congregation and we feel superior to maybe the person beside us. I'm much better than him, or much better than her. How often we feel like that? Now, be honest, we don't want to say it. And that's what the apostles were doing. They chose the other way of life. Which of us is the greatest? Which of us is the best? A young woman, she was to come to Mass every Sunday, and this particular Sunday she came to the priest, and she said to the priest, "Father, I have this besetting sin, and I'm really, really trying to overcome it, but I don't seem to be able. Every Sunday when I come to Mass, I look around the congregation, and I always think I'm the best-looking woman in the church." And the priest looked at her and he said, "Mary, dear Mary, for you," he said, "that's not a sin. It's just a horrible mistake." That's how it is. Well, how often we are like that. And we avoid trouble. We don't want to hear anything bad. Don't tell me if it's bad, because I want to live in my own nice little comfortable world. That's not what life is all about. You got to put it this way, you got to go down before you can come up. That's what Jesus taught us in the gospel. You got to go down before you can come up. And if anybody here this morning at Mass, if you have been down and you come up, you know what I'm talking about. If you're, for example, if you're a recovering alcoholic, you know what I'm talking about. You got to go down before you can come up. That is so true in life. We learn more from our failures than from our successes. And how foolish. I mean, poor Jesus, I often feel sorry for him, that putting up with a bunch of guys like the apostles, they must have driven him mad at times. Having this discussion, who is the greatest? We see that every day on our television and among our politicians. We have somebody telling us every day of the week, "I'm the best. Things were never so good. I am Superman." A question for you. Have you ever heard any politician admitting that he was wrong? Huh? They will lie about it. They will defend themselves by saying, "I never did that. No, it wasn't me. It was somebody else." Wouldn't it be lovely if If people in charge, in the church, in society, had the courage, because it takes backbone to say, I was wrong. I was wrong. What a beautiful thing that would be. Where are you when it comes to that? Are you ever wrong? And when you make a mistake, are you open about it? Hmm? Are you prepared to admit, I got that wrong? Beautiful. We're human. That's what Jesus is telling us. And to be human is to be fallible. It's called the spirituality of imperfection. To accept our imperfections. What a beautiful thing. We'll never get anywhere till we accept our imperfections. And I'll finish with a lovely little thing. You might remember it. I think I used it before. Can I remember it? Yeah. Yes, I walked a mile with pleasure. She chatted all the way. But oh, I learned nothing from all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, ne'er a word said she, but oh, how much I learned as sorrow walked with me. Just repeat that for you. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chatted all the way, but ne'er a thing did I learn from all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow. Ne'er a word did she, said she, but oh, how much I learned as sorrow walked with me. So let's stand now.